Fact or fiction? Popular movies are a mirror on society, reflecting back at audiences their dreams as well as their inner fears. Films featuring space travel and creatures from outer space were popular in the 1950s, an era when mankind was planning the first space flights. From the 1960s until the 80s, concern about international espionage dominated the news. And some of the biggest movies of the day were thrillers about spies, like James Bond. Came out over 100 years ago, not long after the invention of film itself. The Last Days of Pompeii, 1913, showed the destruction of the Roman city of Pompeii after Mount Vesuvius erupted. But it was a silent movie filmed in black and white, and it lacked the pace and excitement we expect from modern movies. Disaster movies really took off after the introduction of special effects. One of the first big hits was Airport, 1970, filmed at a time when air travel was becoming popular. Although air travel was relatively safe, people were irrationally scared of flying, and Airport exploited people's worries about the transport theme. The Poseidon Adventure, 1972, is set on a huge cruise ship that is sunk by a tsunami. In Earthquake, 1974, most of Los Angeles is in ruins. And perhaps the best of the 70s disaster films was The Towering Inferno, 1974, about a deadly fire in a 138-story office tower. Other films saw asteroid impacts, survival after a nuclear war, or the spread of a terrible disease, as in Outbreak, 1995. And attacks by monsters or killer animals, most famously the shark in Jaws, 1975. Today, many people believe that climate change is the most serious threat to our existence on Earth, and there is increasing concern about its extreme consequences, such as the polar ice caps melting. Scientists believe that if the ice caps melted, sea levels would rise and the climate would change very significantly. So, it comes as no surprise that there are plenty of films about extreme weather events like floods and thunderstorms, or changes to the climate that would make the world impossible for people to live in. The Day After Tomorrow, 2004, is a classic story about a future world in which the climate has become so extreme that our present way of life is no longer possible. In the film, a climate specialist sets out on a trek across North America to save his son in New York, which has been buried under a frozen sea of ice after a giant snowstorm, triggered by the collapse of the ice sheets in Antarctica. Traditional disaster movies explore people's anxieties about things beyond their control, but climate disaster films are different because we could actually control climate change if we wanted to. Solar power and wind farms are affordable, environmentally friendly alternatives to oil and gas. Assuming we wanted to stop global warming getting worse, we would switch to renewable energy sources right now. Scientists have set targets for carbon reduction, and if we all worked hard to meet them, we might prevent some of the worst consequences of climate change. Obviously, disaster movies are made mainly for entertainment. If they weren't entertaining, people wouldn't go and watch them. But perhaps movies such as The Day After Tomorrow can also be helpful by encouraging us to focus on the issue of climate change and take it more seriously.